Good morning. You're still listening to us, as I'm sure you are very happy to hear, Ben and Josh. And it's a Thursday, and it's that time on a Thursday when I am outnumbered in the studio by 2-1 with the Bens.
Yes. Monster and me in Green Lane Markets. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Morena boys.
Now, Morena. This plant is like the Leaning Tower of plants, isn't it?
This is Eileen.
Yes, Eileen.
Eileen, yes. This is a succulent. Doesn't look much like one, but it's...
No. That's a succulent?
Syndenium, and it's got this just a beautiful splash of red and green on the leaves. Quite an erect sort of structure.
I'm going to laugh at that.
Just another one for your collection, boys.
Wow, it's really cool. It's very... Well, I was noting before, it's very like... I feel like a lot of the plants we get are like a couple of leaves or like kind of a you know, very kind of... moving and you know, but this is a very
no,
kind
I
of
don't know. Okay, stop that.
No. Okay.
This one's got quite a fine.
Yeah, that's what
to
I mean.
It,
yeah, like if you look outside, you know, they're kind of bushy and you know what I mean. Yes. This is like one very long.
It's a svelte number,
slender, and then some leaves coming off it. It's very cool. Nice. I like it.
Yeah. So it's a succulent, which, as I was saying last week, these guys really like to dry out, especially in the winter, and a little. Tip for them is they do like a lot of light. Doesn't have to be direct sun, but heaps of light. And sometimes they can trick you because they, if you put them in a shady spot, they'll be happy for a long time, or they'll look the same for a long time. But they won't actually be enjoying themselves, and they'll take a long time to show you. So you might think, oh, that plant's doing really well in that cold, dark bathroom. but then it might be 3 months later that it just completely packs a sad and decides it doesn't want to...
It doesn't want to be there anymore.
I relate. Yeah. What, a plant dying on the inside. Okay. Great, one
that's,
for me.
Yeah, that's the most relatable piece of plant personality I've
heard. Yeah, so your cactuses and succulents, lots of light. They'll take a long time to tell you that they're not happy, but keep them in heaps of light and then they will be.
Nice. Very cool. So we were talking just before the show about you guys have a composting workshop coming up, which we love to hear. Do you want to tell us more about it?
Yeah. So on the 6th of June, Ben and I are hosting a composting workshop at Green Lane, which will be our last one in the building that we're in. We're basically going to...
A single tear rolls down my cheek.
We're going to have a bit more fun with this one, make it a bit more informal and basically just talk about our experiences over the last 12 months.
That's cool.
Composting and the packaging that we've been dealing with and just a beginner's entry level sort of composting chat, really.
Awesome. That's
and
so cool.
Will I be able to rewatch the 2-hour live stream?
I don't know about 2 hours. Maybe an hour.
Nice. We'd be amiss not to talk about the market that just went on. That was massive, huge. Yeah, round of applause for it, honestly.
I went
down
awesome
and it
market.
Was, yeah, it was really incredible. Like, it took up so much of the city, and I feel like every corner I looked down, there was something else interesting that I wanted to go and you know, check out. So, yeah, how was it like from your perspective?
Really good. Quite a lot of work building up to it, but once we were running, it went really well.
Awesome.
Really pleased. I've got to say a huge thank you to all the vendors that came out and all the performers who made it what it was, to the Roots Fire sound system. Thank you very much, guys.
Big shouts.
And also to all the businesses in the area who got involved. Smash Palace hosted us afterwards, and we did a prize giving down there, which was awesome.
How was the after party? I sadly had to miss that. I had to run.
Really good, man. Really good.
Awesome.
We had quite a good few beers and a good socialize afterwards.
Awesome.
It was a good time.
Nice. That's so cool. So what are the future of markets look like for you guys now? Because I feel like I was talking before with Ben as well about how, you know, when we first started talking, like, your markets were already popping off when we first started talking, but I feel like they've just grown exponentially since we started. So what's future plans looking like?
Yeah, so monthly markets, pop-up markets, and we'll basically just work with the businesses and areas in the city which we're networking with, so they'll all be different. We will throw something every month, but what that will look like each month, you'll sort of have to just wait and see. We're making it up as we go as well. Before this time next week, we'll put out a date for the next one and come up with a plan. And
awesome.
And then we'll be all go for June.
That's so exciting.
Gosh, the good times just keep on rolling.
They sure do.
Everything Green Lane, it's real cool to hear.
It is. How What's the reception like for Christchurch businesses? Are they all pretty receptive to the ideas of like working?
They're really receptive. I mean, awesome. People want to see this culture come into the city. Mm. They want people to be able to use these spaces and figure out how the flow of the city is starting to work. Mm. And that's sort of how Green Lane Markets can tie these spaces together. And these little laneways between areas that you just don't know exist.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way that these spaces connect is how Green Lane can, you know, make it a sweet deal for them.
Nice, very cool. And as well as markets, you guys also do lots of, what's the word, installations or yeah, is installation the right word?
Yeah.
Of plants in various businesses and stuff around the city.
With Monstera Men,
with Monstera Men,
That's right.
So yeah, what's it like getting to kind of look at a space and go like, oh, I know what plants are going to work here, and like figuring it all out? Is it quite a creative process?
Yeah, it is. It's heaps of fun, really. Heaps of fun. Basically, the light levels is the biggest thing that I look at. But then sometimes I've actually found myself lately getting too focused on looking at things close up and reminding myself to take a step back and look at the whole space is something I've been doing a bit lately.
Cool.
But yeah, no, it's great fun, man. Great fun.
Awesome.
Getting the creative license is always...
Yeah.
That's the way to go. Yeah.
Gotta say, I'm not surprised to see this huge success.
Mm.
And yes, just overall, kudos to you and your team. It's really cool.
It is.
And I mean, Otatahi in the long run is going to be so goddamn thankful.
Yeah, 100%. So, yes. Yeah.
Oh, Otatahi's full of potential, mate. It's all starting to happen here. It's a cool city.
Definitely. And we're excited to continue to see it grow.
Yes. Where can we find all good things Greenland and Monstera Men?
Well, the greenland.co.nz. If you want to be a vendor at our markets, please go on there and fill out a vendor form. We'd love to have you, whatever stage of business you're at, if you're an artist or whatever. It's just a donation to come to our markets.
Cool.
Get down. We'd love to see you out in the city. And for Monstera Men, you can check out my Instagram. It's at Monstera and Men.
Woo, nice and easy. Well, thank you so much once again for coming on, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yes. Yeah, thanks, Artie, you as well. Oh. Cheers. Thanks for your support with the markets. It's been brilliant. Love you guys.
Yes. Well, we love you too. Right back at you.
Thank you, Ben.
Cheers.